Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2, Episode 24. Today's topic is on resting and recharging and the importance of it. This is very similar to self-love, but just in general, we're in a society of go, go, go. And a lot of the episodes on this podcast are geared towards career and entrepreneurship. And a lot of that, it requires a lot of expending energy, using our minds and planning and strategizing and implementing and then being productive and going out and doing the work. And all of those things are important. They're necessary for achieving goals. But it comes at a cost. And trying to keep ourselves in balance is important. And if we overextend ourselves, what happens is we take ourselves out of balance. And that's where we end up overextending and getting to a place of anxiety or depression or having those roadblocks. So it's really important to remember to put time aside for some timeouts. And this episode was kind of inspired by just a conversation having with a friend who had a very high level position at a company and then was laid off and then got another job and then that didn't work out. And all of a sudden, this person who's had this like 20 year plus year career at this one company is having to kind of recreate. And so she's spending like 8 hours a day looking for jobs and just kind of still in this kind of go, go, go mentality. And one of my pieces of advice to her was just to take a time out. Sometimes that's kind of life when things are not developing the way that we want them to or on the time frame that we expect it to. Sometimes that's life's way of telling us to slow down, take a breather, and relax and unplug. And that time to unplug, it's putting us it's giving us space. And what's interesting about space is it helps, creation happens during space. And sometimes if you've ever noticed too, like if you've got a problem and you're trying to come up with a solution and you're just trying all kinds of ideas and all kinds of things and nothing's coming. So sometimes you'll stop and say, I'm going to just go for a walk and just unplug. And all of a sudden you'll go for a walk outside, breathe some fresh air and stop thinking. And all of a sudden an idea comes or the answer or the solution. And it was because you gave your brain and your body that time to just unplug, take the pressure off, and just be. And I think that's really hard for a lot of us. It's just to exist in a state of being. And we take pride, I think, a lot as women to be busy and to be productive and to always be doing and never stopping, and that's our badge of honor. But we need to take the breaks and take a reprieve to be able to reset and recharge. And through the entrepreneurial journey for myself, I've experienced it so many times, and I go hard. I will go. A lot of it's just pure inspiration. So it's easy to go when you're on that kind of fuel, but it's not always like that. There's a lot of times where I have to push myself, and there are times that it's challenging and it's like you can't stop and you got to go. But sometimes I will have to just tell myself, you know what, Arzo, you got to slow down. You got to slow down. It's going to come. It's going to come in the time that it's supposed to. Don't rush things, take a break. And sometimes those breaks are just that going for a walk. Sometimes it's taking the time to meditate. Sometimes it's taking the day off completely. You know, just saying, you know what, today I've done enough. There's been enough results this week. Today, I'm just going to take it off. And tomorrow, I try to take the weekends off, believe it or not. And there's always something to do. And I always find myself working on something. But I do try to take the weekends off and really hit it hard during the week. And those weekends, like, I take it easy. You know, stay home, listen to music, go out, go for a swim. It's getting a little colder now, so that'll be a little bit more challenging. But just being in nature, looking at beautiful scenery, those things really help kind of calm, and it just brings a different kind of energy. Being around babies and children and animals, it's a nice feeling. Sometimes I will even go to like a pet store and just look at all the new little puppies. And it just helps replenish energy. Anything that will help you replenish energy, it's really important. One thing I've been thinking about, and I haven't done this yet, but I really want to, maybe in January, I want to do one of those retreats, like a silent meditation retreat. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of Lake Shrine. I'm not a religious person, so I don't really prescribe to any particular religion. I do read about them. I have read about them, and I think it's, you know, I think it has its beauty and its positive attributes, and it puts people on some level of a structure. And you know, I think it works. It's just not something that I really prescribe to, but I do like the idea of meditation. And when you don't have that a couple days to take off or a week to take off, if you don't, spending 10 minutes in meditation or 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, that could be a reprieve. And if you're able to just unplug and just really, really focus and let yourself release and let go, you can gain a lot from experiencing that. And kind of going back to the meditation retreat, Lake Shrine in Los Angeles, they have different centers. It's called the Self-Realization Fellowship. And it's kind of this, it's like Hinduism and like Christianity and like a few different religions, a few different religious beliefs kind of encompassed into one. And again, like I said, I don't really prescribe to anything specific, but what I like about, the Self-Realization Fellowship, they have this beautiful, serene, property in the Palisades, and there's this like little lake, and then, they have, you know, a meditation center, and I've been to the meditation center, and I've been for their weekly prayers that they do, or their weekly meditations. And it's nice sometimes to kind of go and commune with a group and do that. And it's just, it's quiet, and it's just nice to kind of get away. But they also have these silent retreats, these silent meditation retreats. And it's technically free to attend, but a donation is recommended. And I think the donation is like something like, I think it's like $80 a night or something. And you get sleeping quarters. They provide you with, I think, 3 meals a day. It's like a vegan meal, but it's a silent retreat. And I think they have them where men and women are separate. So they'll have an all-female retreat, an all-male retreat, and then they'll have a co-ed one. And I think the co-ed one may be for people that are married or something like that, but or people that don't care to be separate. So I've never attended it. I know people that have been, and it's, they really highly, highly recommend it. And so basically, you know, you check in, supposedly, you check into your room and everything, and then you meditate throughout those days, and you're just not, no one's allowed to talk. And I think you're able to talk to, like, if you need something or you want to address something, you can talk to the guides or the leaders that are there. But other than that, you're not allowed to talk to each other, and it's a time to just reflect. So that's something that seems very interesting to me, and I really, really want to go and try it out. I've never done a silent retreat like that. And my meditation practice, it's not, I started meditating probably in 2004, 2005. But it's never been a consistent practice. So it's never like it's, you know, something that I do every single day, all the time. I'll have periods where I'm good for, you know, a few weeks, and then I fall off again, and then it's back to crazy lifestyle. And then I'll remember again and then get back to it. And lately I've been really making an effort to incorporate a daily meditation as long as I can. I've been trying to do like 2 hours. And actually, let me rephrase that. It's not that I sit and meditate for 2 hours. I will listen to some kind of a teaching, for the first hour that will prep my mind to basically prepare to meditate. And then the second hour or so, I'll spend just meditating. And it's just done wonders for my sense of wellness and well-being and my mindset. And it has positively impacted my day-to-day when I really get into it. And it's not always an easy thing. Our minds are easy to wander. We get so caught up, as much as we want to put time aside, we get so caught up with what we need to get done and what we need to accomplish. But I see and I notice how much I gain from it. And it really helps me create a sense of peace. And especially because we can't control other people in our environment a lot of times. And or circumstances of life. Some circumstances are beyond our control. But that meditation really keeps me grounded. And it creates a sense of calm and balance. And so, like I said, if, you know, you're not in a position to take a weekend off or a week off or whatever it is, doing some kind of meditation can really help and recharge. So I read about different, you know, styles of meditation you know, it's just finding a quiet place away from, you know, people, dogs, coworkers, employees, kids, spouses, significant others, your phone, television, and taking a minute to just be quiet. Just be quiet. And it's very calming. It's just, it's so calming. You really feel a sense of refreshment afterwards. But there are all kinds of different ways of just unplugging. Taking a trip, if it's a weekend trip or traveling somewhere abroad, whatever you're able to do. And it's specific to or unique to every person. There are different ways of taking that break and taking that reprieve. But the most important thing, I think, is giving yourself the allowance to do it. And I don't mean allowance like money. I mean, allow yourself. Remind yourself how important it is to take that time I love taking that time off. It also just, I mean, I get so many great ideas that end up coming and I'll just kind of write them down, so that I can work on them later. But, and it's because I'm not thinking about other things. But even stuff as simple as like, I mean, taking a really nice, good bath. And, you know, you might think like, well, you know, what's the big deal about a bath? Or, I mean, a bath can just be so absolutely incredible. And I kind of think I'm an expert at baths. I'm really good at creating a really, really good bath. And I'm going to share my little bath trick with you guys. So to make a really good bath, if you have some Epsom salt, I bought a big bag from Bed Bath & Beyond. And I got it in the lavender scent. So when you open the bag, you just, I love lavender. Lavender is such a great scent for relaxation. So I'll fill the tub up with like really warm water, almost like hot. That's how I like my baths. So I'll fill that up. I'll throw in the Epsom salt. And then I have, I bought this big thing of bubble bath, also with lavender. And it has essential oils from, I think I bought it from Bed Bath & Beyond too, but, lavender's just, I just love the smell of lavender. It just, as soon as I smell lavender, it's like life is going to be okay. That's just how I feel. And, so I'll put the bubbles in the bath and I'll let that run until everything kind of fills and gets really bubbly. And then I'll take like a hand towel and soak it in a really, really, really cold water. You can even put some ice in it to make sure it's like really, really cold. And then I kind of drench it so that it's not like dripping wet. So that it's wet and definitely wet and damp, but it's not like drippy, drippy. And I put that next to the bathtub. I light a few candles. The candles are actually really important, and it's not just to make it like romantic or, you know, make it cool for like a picture. The candles, being in candlelight, it does something different to your mood. Watching the lights of the fire sway and flicker, it's very melodic. So it really goes with that, you know, with the mood. And I know a lot of times in like pictures and magazines or in movies, people always do the bubble bath with like a glass of wine. And I used to do that too. I was like, okay, I'm gonna take my bath. I'm gonna have my wine. I hate that. It's one of the most horrible experiences because you're sitting there in hot water and that kind of hot water makes you dehydrated. And then you're drinking alcohol, then you get dizzy. And then I can't usually stand the bath for longer than 10 minutes. And then I want to get out. Because I feel uncomfortable. So I say skip the wine, do the wine on a wine night or in a different night or a different time later when you get out of your bath. In the bath, I love champagne. I love champagne. I love drinking it. I love the bubbles. It makes me feel like I'm celebrating. I love champagne flutes. I love champagne flutes. It's like just like one of my like favorite pieces of glassware. They're just such a feminine, pretty glass, you know, with the tall stems. I don't know what the part is where you put the drink. I don't know. Whatever the part that's filled up with liquid, you know, that's elongated. And then, I mean, that's kind of like your traditional champagne glass, but, you know, there's these modern looking ones that are really cool too. But anyways, I like to drink beverages out of champagne glasses. So I will fill up the champagne glass with very, very cold water. And it's to help keep hydrated in the hot bath. And that cooling effect when you're in the hot water, it really helps keep you kind of at a balance and it helps you lengthen your stay in the bath. So yeah, so I'll put that next to the bath and then, I like music. I talk about music a lot. Music is, it's very soulful. And especially when you're in a bath, listening to something melodic is nice. I'm going to recommend Bossa Nova if anyone's into jazz. Bossa Nova is like a Brazilian style jazz. If you've ever heard of a famous Brazilian jazz song, The Girl from Ipanema, that's considered Bossa Nova. But like a Bossa Nova or like a light jazz or, you know, something soft, you know, whatever it is, that those are just some of my things that I enjoy, but you know, something soft that you enjoy, and put it on lightly, light up your candles. And if you don't have that many, you don't even need that many candles. Put them at the foot of the bath. I'm being so specific because I'm telling you, I like know how to make good baths. So just put like two candles, to be honest with you, and put it at the foot part of the bath. So like, I'm assuming you're going to put your head at the opposite end of where the knobs are. So your feet are going to be where the knobs are. So put a candle to the left and to the right, and yeah, light those candles. You know, close the door to the bathroom, turn on your music, you know, everything's set. You've got your Epsom salt in there. You got your bubbles. Climb in. Now you've climbed in, and just feel your body just let go. Like just sink into that bath. And it's like nothing in the world like matters when you're in that moment. It feels like just like a blanket of like, of comfort, of love, of goodness, of like, when no one's there to tell you that everything's going to be okay, that bath will tell you, baby, everything is going to be okay. That's how great a good bath can be. That's how it can make you feel. And just let yourself just sit in there, absorb it, appreciate it, enjoy it. Let yourself drift off to the music. Smell the smells, inhale those scents. And just allow yourself to just like be calm, you know? And if you get real hot, take a couple sips of that cold water from that beautiful champagne glass. And I can probably last a good 10 minutes like that, and then I'll start to get hot. And that's when that cold towel comes into play. And I'll take that cold towel and I'll put it over my forehead, and I'll just drape it over my forehead. Oh, I forgot one other, such an important part of this. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot this part. So when you do your towel, when you're soaking it in the really super, super cold water, what you want to do is, if I think everyone has essential oils now, like I have a whole thing of them in all different scents. But if you don't, definitely invest in it. I'm sure you have a girlfriend that sells, what is it called? doTERRA, oils. And if not, you know, you can get it anywhere. You can get it from most stores. But get yourself a set of essential oils. And the essential oil that you want to use is eucalyptus. And you take the eucalyptus and you put about four or five drops into your towel. And so when you're laying in the bath and you've got that cold towel, when you drape it over your forehead, you can also drape it over your face. And you're inhaling the eucalyptus and you've got this wonderful cold towel on your face and head and forehead. And you're in this deliciously warm bath, and it's just, you guys, just thinking about it right now, I'm like, I really need to draw a bath. But I'm telling you that experience, you're going to thank me. If you do the bath the way that I just described, you will totally think of me. You're going to be like, oh my God, this woman knows what she's talking about. It's probably one of the best things that you could do for yourself that doesn't cost money, that doesn't take a lot of time. You don't need to go out of town. It's right there. But just dedicate yourself that 1 hour to the perfect bath. it'll do wonders. And if you do it at nighttime before you go to bed, I mean, you'll just slip right into sleep. You know, you come out of the bath, and I have a whole post bath routine. I've got all my little oils to put on my body and my face creams. And, you know, we all have our little, you know, out of shower routines that we do. But when you do that too, it's like a little ritual. It's like a little ritual of like that self-love and giving yourself that comfort. And, you know, a lot of us have significant others and some of us don't. And those of us that don't, you're alone. And then the ones that do, a lot of times a significant other, you know, they don't always do what you want them to do or what you need. And, you know, that's just part of life. And so you can't always like expect or wait for other people and be upset because so-and-so is not doing this for you, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend's not, you know, giving you, you know, the attention that you need or whatever it is. Sometimes you just have to do stuff for yourself. And, you know, when other people do things for you, those are the extras. It's like the icing on the cake. But make sure that you're giving yourself the cake. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself, giving yourself what you need, that the love, the time, the patience, and the kindness. And when you do those kinds of things, they're acts of kindness for yourself. And sometimes if I need a nap, I'm going to take a nap. And it just, my body's telling me, you know what, you need to unplug right now. You need to not take phone calls. You need to take a little break. So allow yourself that space and don't feel bad about it. Don't be apologetic about it. Don't feel guilty. And I think that's another thing, you know, as women, we always feel guilty if we do something for ourselves. Don't feel guilty. You deserve it. You need it. I wish we were in a world where, you know, women could just always be cared for, taken care of, and pampered. Because I truly, truly believe we're very special creatures. We're nurturers, we're mothers, whether we have children or not, that energy is with us. It's in us. It's part of who we are. We're not as kind to ourselves as we should be and we need to be. And it's beautiful that we are achievement oriented and we have goals and we go after them. And it's what makes life fun. But definitely, definitely remember your divinity, and your specialness. And when you take that time out, it's partially to celebrate yourself too. You're celebrating your beauty, the beauty of your essence. So make sure to take that time. I hope this episode was helpful, and, I hope you guys try that bath, but whatever it is and whatever way that you're able to take that time out, make sure that you do for yourself, whether it's a trip, a vacation, a meditation, or a lovely bath, give yourself that treat. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. And if you want to be in touch with me personally, you can on my Instagram. My handle is at the Arzo Yusuf, A-R-Z-O. Y-U-S-U-F. You can stay in touch with us on the Sexy Boss Babe Instagram at the Sexy Boss Babe, and our website is www.sexybossbabe.com. And you can visit us and check out what we're all about and what we're doing. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, have a great day, ladies. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company, and for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. we've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.